Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, Governor Brian Kemp says Georgia won't redraw its districts, at least not yet. Georgia drivers are paying the most they have for gas in almost 4 years, and voters are taking advantage of early voting this week.
We're seeing our county election officials doing a good job of getting people through the process, and I think people really trust our elections process.
Today is Friday, May 1st. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Governor Brian Kemp is ruling out redistricting for the 2026 elections. This after a U.S. Supreme Court ruling yesterday struck a blow to majority-minority districts. Kemp says it's clear the court requires Georgia to redraw its political maps before the 2028 elections. Some Republicans are calling for a special session to redraw the maps. The timing could be critical since the GOP isn't guaranteed to hold the governor's office next year. Former President Joe Biden is endorsing former Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms for governor. It's the former president's first endorsement since he left office last year, and it's not entirely unexpected. Bottoms served as a senior advisor in the Biden administration. In a video released today, Biden says Bottoms, quote, gets things done. Democratic voters will narrow down a crowded field of gubernatorial contenders in the May 19th primary. Other major candidates include former state Senator Jason Estevez, former DeKalb County CEO Mike Thurman, and former Republican Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan. The Republican Governors Association blasted the endorsement, saying it shows, quote, exactly where her priorities as governor would be, and it's not with the people of Georgia. Georgia legislators and family members of the late Congressman David Scott gathered at the state capitol today for a celebration of his life. GPB's Amanda Andrews reports.
The service for U.S. House Representative David Scott, who served for more than two decades, included several songs and remarks by his family members. Other speakers included former Atlanta Mayor Bill Campbell, Congresswoman Maxine Waters, and a eulogy by former Ambassador Andrew Young. Scott was remembered for his faith, public service, and advocacy in Georgia. Waters reflected on his leadership around complex agricultural bills.
I believe that whatever the complications were, whatever the problems were, that he had worked to try and bring the two sides together, and that he had done the best job that could be done.
A funeral for the late congressman will take place Saturday at Elizabeth Baptist Church. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
Thunderstorms could bring some much-needed rain to South Georgia this weekend. The National Weather Service predicts nearly an inch of rain between late Friday and Saturday night. The area has seen more than 50,000 acres burned in a series of wildfires made worse by extreme drought. Brantley County, site of the Highway 82 fire, is in a 2-foot precipitation shortfall. The fire there is about half contained, and rainfall would help. Georgia gas prices have hit their highest levels in about 4 years. Auto Club AAA says the state's average price for a gallon of regular is up 30 cents over the past week to $3.80. That mirrors national trends that followed the U.S.-Israel war against Iran and the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. More than 100,000 voters already have cast ballots for Georgia's primary election in the first week of early voting, GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
More Georgians voted on Monday, the first day of early voting this year, than on the first days of voting in the 2022 and 2018 primaries. Georgia Elections Director Blake Evans says so far things are going smoothly.
We're seeing our county election officials doing a good job of getting people through the process, and I think people really trust our elections process.
Evans says that sometimes counties will open new polling places during the third week of early voting, which could cause another uptick in ballots cast. Early voting runs until May 15th, and Election Day is May 19th. Voters can visit the My Voter Page website to find polling locations in their county and go to any location to vote early. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis.
Rivian plans to build more cars at its future manufacturing site in Georgia than initially planned. The California-based electric automaker says it's increasing production capacity by 50% to boost cost efficiency. The plant under construction near Social Circle, east of Atlanta, is expected to begin operations in late 2028. There are tens of thousands of people in need of a new kidney just waiting. Meanwhile, the idea of giving up a kidney of your own might strike you as scary. How would that change your life? Recently, a Georgia grandmother and kidney donor took on something which, for most of us, would be the challenge of a lifetime to dispel some of that fear. GPB's Ellen Eldridge tells the story.
When Robin Ernst of Canton finally summited Africa's Mount Kilimanjaro, she had been hiking for 4 days and could barely believe what was happening.
Very surreal. Didn't feel like it was actually happening until we were a couple of days into it, to be honest. I didn't even see the mountain for 4 days because it was in the clouds.
She didn't hike alone. She was one of 16 people on the trek who, like her, had voluntarily given up a kidney.
Day one and two were through the rainforest, drenching rain all day long. Day three was the first day where I really thought this mountain is, I'm not sure I'm even going to make it. It was so, so difficult.
By day four, the group felt the change in altitude above 13,000 feet.
Several struggled with a loss of appetite. Some had headaches. Some felt a little kind of foggy.
Temperatures dropped as the climbers ate an early dinner and prepared for summit night, which would bring them to the 19,341-foot peak of Mount Kilimanjaro. They started at 11 p.m. and hiked for hours with a headlamp, trudging through the snow at the top.
I mean, almost felt like you were intoxicated.
The 66-year-old grandmother and the others who completed the summit had more proof. Even after donating an organ, you can live an extraordinary life. Ernst was 59 when she caught an infomercial on her kitchen television about the need for kidney donors. She and her family had organized and hosted an unrelated charity for 13 years until her daughters left for college, and she thought,
and it was kind of just time to disband that. So it was kind of like, what's the next thing I can do?
She says her husband didn't bat an eye at the news.
It was very succinctly explained. You know, we have two, we only need one.
And she picked up the phone right away.
Once I sat and listened to that and called the transplant clinic and got more information, it was kind of like, why would I not do this?
Dr. Clark Kenzinger is with Piedmont Hospital's transplant team. He says about a third of the kidney surgeries he performs every year come from living donors. Only a fraction of them donate to complete strangers like Robin Ernst did.
We have 10 to or so a year that are donating out of the goodness of their heart and just their true heroes.
After her surgery in 2018, Ernst spent 2 days and nights in the hospital, followed by resting at home in a recliner watching TV. 6 weeks after that, Ernst says she was back to her usual exercise routine, and she even completed a half Ironman triathlon in 2023. She joined the group Kidney Donor Athletes to support and raise awareness for an active and healthy lifestyle following organ donation. That's the group she hiked Kilimanjaro with.
I think there's a lot of questions for most people about, you know, what's my life going to be like after I donate? Will I still be able to do all the things that I do now? And that's really why KDA was founded.
Ernst barely told her closest family members, and she never sought attention for her selflessness, saying the act was not about her. But her fellow kidney donor athletes inspired her.
I'm now going to put myself out there more and try to raise awareness for what donation can mean to others in a much more enthusiastic way.
More than 90,000 Americans are awaiting kidney transplantation. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
A revered independent record store in Athens is celebrating its 50th anniversary this weekend. Wuxtree Records became iconic as the launchpad for bands like REM and the B-52s. Its anniversary celebration will include a concert at Music Club 40 Watt on Saturday. And that's a wrap on a busy week of news. Thanks for choosing to spend it with Georgia today. We do appreciate you. And we're going to be back on Monday as well with all the latest Georgia headlines. So make sure you subscribe to this podcast and check gpb.org/news for updates to the stories you heard today. Now, everything you heard on Georgia today, everything you see at gpb.org is available to you because of you. Our on-air spring fund drive wraps up today, Friday, May 1st, but we still need your support. Your contribution right now supports everything you hear on GPB, so give 10 or 20 bucks a month or make a one-time gift at gpb.org or call 1-800-222-4788. And thank you so much for supporting GPB. We value your feedback as well. You can send it to us by email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you again for listening. We will see you on Monday.